minutes after the hour. Welcome back. Good afternoon. It's 5 minutes after 1 o'clock. Thanks for being with us, Hooligans. Joining us now on the First Advantage Hotline, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and I think I could say collectively between football and men's basketball, the undefeated Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson joining us. Mark, my friend, great to catch up with you.
All I do is win, my friend. I only call victories. I refuse. You know what? As bad as 2020 has been, I refuse to call anything but victories 2020.
Did you put that in your new contract? Was that it? It's like, if it's a loss, I'm just going to stop talking.
I think so. If it's an indication on Saturday that any one of the two games are losses, I'm just going to drop the mic and just walk out. I'm not going to say anything, just leave.
I like it, man. So, Mark, first off, I want to get to some of the bigger news today, too. But last week was absolutely nuts for you as far as the travel schedule with basketball, football, and you weren't even really sure where you were going to be when we talked last time, not really knowing what was going to happen with the game situation.
Yeah, nor did I know who we were going to play, right, as it turned out. So, yeah, we had kind of had a little trip over to Kansas, called a couple of basketball wins there, was preparing for USC in football, and then found out on Thanksgiving night, I was sitting here all fat and happy after a big Thanksgiving meal like everybody else, found out we were playing USC, that a half hour later we were playing San Diego State, so got scrambling with that game preparation, and then on Friday after calling the basketball game, drove all night long, the 8 hour trip back here, and got tested on Saturday morning, and they let me in the facilities after I tested negative, and away we went with the San Diego State game. So it was, it was a little bit of an interesting trip out there. Did some pheasant hunting in between games, and it was all good when it was all said and done.
Good for the soul. Get out there and do some pheasant hunting, right? I mean, with all this stuff going on, it's just your post. I don't even need to do it because I'll see your pictures, and I feel like I'm right there with you.
Well, good. I'm glad I can share the joy a little bit. You know what? And it's much, much less expensive for you just to enjoy it.
That's true.
Than just to actually pay for it like I have to, yeah.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have to deal with somebody that doesn't know anything about what they're doing at all. So, yes, it's better for both parties. Mark, men's basketball news. Buff set to resume operations, and Saturday's game is on as scheduled. That was kind of an interesting quick turnaround.
It was, and not totally a surprise, however. You know, I've been obviously in contact with the program all week long and knew the testing they were doing and how things were kind of unfolding, and they, you know, after they came back, got a positive test with one of the players. Well, then they began testing everybody, obviously, and I think I talked to somebody with the team who said they were, over the course, I think it was 36 hours, had been tested 8 times. And so there was just nonstop testing to see, okay, is anybody else spreading? Are we going to have another positive test? And as it turns out, they haven't had any, so now they can go back to playing, which will be on Saturday, obviously. Now, Deshaun Schwartz, the guy that was the first to test positive, and that was, the day before Thanksgiving, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, he's eligible to come back on Friday, have to do his blood work, but I don't know that they're going to see him on the court. The other two who have been quarantined as a result of that. And here's an odd thing. Think about this for a second. I don't think that Keyshawn Barthelemy and Tristan Da Silva are eligible. Now, they were just, because of contact tracing with Deshaun, had to sit out for 14 days. Now, the CDC has actually changed that down to 10 now, but because those guys were before the change, they have to sit out 14 days. They're not eligible until Tuesday. So think about that for a second. And you and I have many times talked about the things that just make us scratch our head.
Mm-hmm.
The person that tested positive can come back before the two guys who have never had it and have to sit out because they're quarantined. And so it's just one of those odd twists in all the confusion we're dealing with.
Mark, do you ever feel like, you know those detective movies when they're trying to solve a murder and they've got those strings up all in the room, you know, from one storyline to the next? And do you ever feel like that guy that at the end of it all, you're just like, and we figured out who might have it?
You're exactly right. Yeah. You're trying to determine the flow of things, and you just cannot figure it out. Well, we're still in the middle of the movie, and I'm still confused. I think everybody's guilty at this point.
Well, and we were talking a little bit in the first hour, you know, kind of regurgitating stuff that we've talked about earlier, which is what we do on sports radio, talking about the Drew Lock situation, the quarterbacks, right? And rightfully so. I'm getting some listeners that are going at me on this, but you know, all Drew Lock's mom came out and said, hey, they all tested negative. Sure, they dropped their masks. They shouldn't have, but they all tested negative. Well, then we're getting listeners like, hey, that doesn't matter if you test negative. It can still get. So that's where I just stop and go, wait, what? It doesn't matter if you test negative anymore?
Well, there was a couple of things about the Drew Lock situation. let me put it this way. We have not heard publicly the real story behind that, okay? So it wasn't just a mask was dropped. There's a lot more to it than that, and there's a reason that the NFL made an example out of the Denver Broncos where they didn't with other teams. So that's number one. Number two, it is never a good thing. And let me make this, having somebody that has worked in the world of you know public activity for now 30-some years, it is never a good thing when you have, in this case, your mother come out and start making declarative statements about you. Never a good thing. When your wife does it, when your sister does it, when your cousin does it, it's never a good thing from a PR standpoint when that happens, especially if behind the scenes you were negligent in some form or fashion. It's never a good idea.
Yeah, it really got. And even though, Mark, when I'm reading it, I kind of like, I find myself kind of agreeing with what, a little bit of what she said. I'm with you. I think when you hear Tom Brady's wife come out and talk about wide receivers not catching passes, you hear players' moms come out and say, you're right, at the end of the day, whether you are absolutely against Drew Lock or for him in this situation, you're right. It's never really the best situation.
There have been times over the course of having a public job where my wife has wanted to post something, you know, maybe somebody took a shot at me publicly, and I look at her and go, delete it right now. Do not do that. No. There is no positive that comes from that. You can support somebody behind the scenes all you want. Under the circumstances, you do that. When it comes to that public stuff, you leave that to the athletes, you leave that to the coaches, you leave that to the franchise. You don't go out and start doing stuff like that because it doesn't help anybody.
We're talking to Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. As far as we know, I just have to ask. I think that's in my contract. We're supposed to have CU Buffs football this weekend, right? That's still a go.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that is still a go. We're going to do that. In fact, I'm actually at the Champions Center right now. We're going to be doing the taping. We always go live to tape with the coaches show, which airs on Thursday nights on the network. And everything's set. And all the testing has been good. So right now, knock on my desk, everything's fine.
Talk to us about some of those guys from last week, though, in that San Diego State game. I mean, that's a tough spot for any team. I don't care, conference, whatever. You don't know exactly who you're playing against. Well, the Buffs handle it extremely well. A lot of things stuck out to me. You see Levante Chenault. I think Chenaults grow on trees in Boulder, apparently. Jarek Broussard is absolutely a monster. Sam Noyer, I mean, he had a pick in that game, but he plays careful for the most part. And Nate Landman is one of the most terrifying defenders I've seen in a while in a college football uniform.
There's some really great storylines that are in it. I mean, you know, Nate Landman became a semifinalist for the Butkus Award this week. He's as good as any linebacker in America. Jarek Broussard is setting, you know, records and breaking records of people who have started their careers, you know, as running back the way he's run. First Buff since 1971, since Charlie Davis, to have 300-yard games to start his career. He's been phenomenal. You know, I think, you know, throw Carson Wells. I think Carson Wells playing phenomenal football right now. Those two linebackers are amazing. And Levante Chenault, I go back to that story, and I told you before, where Gary Barnett and I are standing in the practice field, and Levante's freshman season. And this kid, you know, catches a pass. Gary says, "Who's that?" And I said, "Oh, that's LaVisca's little brother, Levante." He kind of gets a smirk on his face. He says, "Boy, genetics are an amazing thing, aren't they?" And, you know, because he might not be the second coming LaVisca Chenault. He's a different kind of player, but he's the first Levante, which I think is going to be really, really good. So, yeah, good stuff all around. You know, Sam, that defense for San Diego State, I beg your pardon, their numbers were unbelievable. I mean, really, really phenomenal. And you know, for him to go against that defense, I think that was another good step for him growing up as a quarterback. I mean, even though he's a graduate student, hasn't taken all those that many snaps. It was a good learning, I think, moment for him when he threw the pick, some of the coverages he had to look at, some of the disguises they were throwing at him, the decisions he had to make. I think, you know, he wasn't phenomenal, but he wasn't awful either. I mean, he made that one mistake. But outside of that, I think he was pretty good in that ball game. I think that was a great learning experience for him.
Well, coming up against Arizona this weekend, and we'll see how this one goes. But, man, so far so good with this Buffs team. But not getting that national love just yet. They're not in that top 25. I know, Mark, this was a lot of people talking about scratching your heads. A lot of people are looking at some of these other Pac-12 teams and saying, really? I mean, CU looks to be just as good.
Well, isn't it interesting? You've got three undefeated teams in the Pac-12, USC and Washington, the other two. you look at the combined records of the opposition, the Buffs' combined record of the opposition is 6-7. I think USC's combined is 2 wins, and I think Washington is 0. I may have those flip-flops. So the Buffs have played by far the tougher competition so far. You know what it is, though? And I was on a show this morning, and we got talking about this very thing, and I said, it is what you've done for me recently. USC and Washington have had success on a regular basis, a sustained basis recently. Colorado has had 2016, and that's out of that. That's about it since you go back to the early 2000s. So I think it's that, you know, I like to, the polls and those kind of things looking are supposed to be based on right now. That's not the way it works. I mean, how many times, Brady, have you seen where there's a kid being recruited somewhere in the country, he's a 3-star guy, and then Notre Dame starts recruiting it, also he's a 4-star guy, right?
It's
based upon history and perception, not what's happening today. As Gary Barnett likes to say, we don't see the world as it is, we see it as we are. And so I think from voters' perspective out there, they're looking, they're seeing USC and Washington, well, obviously, they've got to be better than Colorado, because Colorado hadn't been very good recently. And it's too bad that's happening. And so, you know what, if you're the Buffs, keep winning. You take care of that by keep winning. Just keep winning. Go to Arizona, get a win this week. Beat Utah the next week. See where that puts you in terms of that final weekend. Keep winning. The respect will come.
How about the basketball side of things? McKinley Wright continues just to add to his resume. I think we all know it's not a matter of when he or where he goes in the NBA, but where he gets drafted, and that probably, you know, first round for sure, Mark. I mean, my goodness, this guy, he's ridiculous, and he's just picking up right where he left off.
You know, I said this on a show a few days ago. If you're a Colorado Buffalo fan right now and you're paying attention to football and basketball, I hope you're appreciating, we mentioned Nate Landman, right?
Yeah.
I hope you're appreciating him, and I hope you're appreciating McKinley Wright. Because when it's all said and done, you know, there's been some phenomenal players who've come through this program. Cliff Mealy, obviously, for folks who followed this program for a long time. Obviously, Chauncey Billups. When you start talking about the greatest players in Colorado history, but McKinley Wright's name is going to be in that conversation. And so I hope you're really appreciating what this guy has done and is doing. Through 2 games, he's playing at a different level. I hope that continues all season long, because he really has been fantastic. And, you know, he's got a pretty darn good group around him as well to help him out a little bit, supporting cast. And so, this could be a fun season. But McKinley right now is playing special basketball. I hope everyone's appreciating it.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Nate Landman, McKinley Wright, those are guys that are going to go on to the next level and represent Colorado for years and years to come. Something we were talking a little bit about last week and with Coach Tad Boyle, I put together something where it's expectations versus, you know, a pressure. I think the expectations for Tad Boyle and the fan base are always to get into March Madness, but you and I've talked about this, Mark. I don't see necessarily as there's pressure. I mean, you look at his record, you look what he means to Boulder, you look what he means to the state. I think it's fair to say the Buffs couldn't, and this isn't a knock, the Buffs couldn't get any better than Tad Boyle.
Yeah, well, listen, I don't know, there aren't many coaches out there, I believe, that are better than Tad Boyle, and there are going to be folks out there. Listen, my granddad used to say there are people that don't like Frank Sinatra, right? So not everybody is going to be liked no matter how great you are, and there are detractors out there, and I've never understood it. If you're a knowledgeable basketball fan and you watch Tad and what he's done, what he's built, where he's built it, I don't understand people that have critical comments about Tad and kind of what he's done with his body of work. Never understood that. I think when you're looking at the University of Colorado, what their basketball history has been here, what he's done surpasses anybody who has ever been in that position. And I think that you've got to appreciate it at some point in time, because he's done it from a way where he's developed players. He's put a lot of guys in the NBA who were not 5-star recruits. He's done it with a just sparklingly clean program. And we have found out recently, with all that's gone on at the Arizonas of the world and USC's and pick your programs across the country, that's not the case everywhere. And we like to think it is many times to some of the blue bloods, but it's not. And Tad has done it under a microscope and done it without question, without accusation out there. And I think that has to be appreciated at some point in time.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. And, you know, I love when you talk to Tad, and he always says, our expectation is to get into the big dance just like every year. I like hearing that. You don't hear that from coaches all the time. You do from some. But I that's the mentality that you want. And, yeah, fans, you're spoiled right now. Buffs are rocking and rolling. What does the weekend look like for you, Mark? How are you going to juggle all these games out this weekend?
Well, since we just found out there was going to be a basketball game, and I was really hoping, and, you know, they were waiting on a game time, a tip time for basketball until they got the kickoff time for football, which turns out to be 5 o'clock Mountain Time. And I know they don't take into consideration our pregames and all that, but I was really hoping it was going to be like a noon kickoff. If not, it's at 2 o'clock. So we're going to hit the air on the network at 1:30. And then, because the vast majority of all of our affiliates take both football and basketball, we'll be finishing up our basketball coverage somewhere around 4:25-ish, I suppose, someplace in that range, 4:30 maybe. And then we're just going to pivot on the air into basketball coverage and take that right up to the 5 o'clock kickoff. So if you're dialing into one of our affiliates this weekend, you're going to hear about 8 hours of me. So get ready. a lot of airtime coming.
Hey, this is one of those situations, though, where it's good because you're broadcasting from a different location, right? So you get to have you get to jump from one to the other. You don't have to jump in a car or whatever and get ready to go.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because initially there was a little bit of panic with some folks that kind of helped us out behind the scenes. And that's one thing I quickly pointed out by an email. We were in an email thread, and I said, hey, folks, I've only got to go about 50 feet, for goodness sake. I'm going to be sitting in a concourse in our new location because of all the COVID restrictions for basketball. I'll get done, I'll walk down the steps, walk into the Buff Vision control room, and do the football game. So it's not that big a deal. I can make that. There's no planes, trains, and automobiles. It's a quick stop in the restroom, and then I'll be in there, and then we'll take it the rest of the way.
Mark, appreciate you, man. Enjoyed last week, and looking forward. It should be a good weekend for the Colorado Buffaloes.
I think so. And by the way, next week when you and I get together, knock on wood, we should be talking some Buffs and Rams basketball by the time we talk on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's the hope, right? That's what we're hoping. And then, of course, the UNC Bears and all that as well. I mean, it's all
right.
A lot of local matchups. Mark, appreciate you as always, my friend.
All right, guys. Talk soon.
All right. The voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. And, yeah, they didn't have their last night. That was my game of the week, by the way, was going to be CU and Arizona basketball-wise. That was last night, but they postponed that. They postponed it or canceled? I think it's postponed because it's a conference game. They'll play Washington State in the afternoon, as you heard from Mark. And then football's right after that. So a busy, busy weekend for the Colorado Buffaloes. 23 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. Before we do that, Red Wing Shoes. I got a location in Greeley. I got a location in Johnstown. Stop by. You have about 10 days to do so. Register for a free pair of boots. You sign a slip, you stick it in there, and you might be the winner. It's a $250 value boots, and I mean, these are the best in the biz. Red Wing Shoes. 23 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. No code now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
I think you give it another week, and I'm going to sound just like that, Colfax. I'm working on the guitar, man. With the little one around, he likes it, and then when he doesn't, he's ready for it to be done. So I go about 30, 45 minutes a night.
Found some time over Thanksgiving.
I found some time for that. I tell you, switching between chords is a very difficult thing.
Yes,
like it's frustrating too. I mean, just. I'm getting better at it, but man, when they say practice, it takes a long time to do it. So, but I'm enjoying it. It's my wife's like, when are you going to start singing with this stuff here? Yeah. I don't think I'll ever be able to do that. I think that's a different part of your brain.
Singer songwriter, not?
Nah, probably
just,
not.
Just strictly the guitar.
Strictly the guitar.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for somebody to be in the band that can play like half of three songs, well, no, like a quarter of three songs, maybe. Silent Night's one of them. I got that down.
You're ready
Nailed
for the season.
It. Nailed it, man.
Go door to door, do some caroling.
I could charge for that.
Yeah.
I think that's something we'll do. First Advantage text line, 31996, 31996. Okay. Mike Malone, it is a weird time. It's the third day of December. Normally, we'd be rocking and rolling in basketball at this stage. We'd know a few things about the Nuggets. But because of the way the bubble was, the Nuggets played in, late September? But they're back in training camp. I saw Nikola Jokic was there today. Did I almost say it? Has it been that long? I almost did it. I'm, usually the guy that hates it when people do, but I was going to call him Joker.
Joker, and then yeah.
In fairness, that's where I was going with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I knew that.
How do you feel about this Nuggets team? That's our Power to Play Sports poll question. How far are they going this year? Let's see what the results say. So we got a few options. Make the playoffs. I didn't even put won't make the playoffs as an option because it's not an option. If they don't make the playoffs, something went really, really wrong. Advance to the second round, make the playoffs, advance to the Western Conference Finals, advance to the NBA Finals, or they're going to win their first ever NBA title. It looks like a majority of the hooligans are just saying they're going to advance to the second round. So they take a step back last year. 40% of the hooligans say advance to the second round. 30% say they're just going to make the playoffs. 20% say they're going to go to the Western Conference Finals again. And then 10% says they're going to advance to the NBA Finals. And 0.00% believes that the Nuggets will win a title. Who's going to be that first hooligan to go vote on the Nuggets to win their first NBA title? First Advantage text line, 319-9631. No, Colfax, I did that wrong. Breaking news, we have brand new localized, it's text number. Boy, that's going to be tough. Okay, so here's what you need to know, hooligans, because Dixon's freaking out right now. If you're already in, you don't need to do this. You've already texting the, you're in the network. You are in the hooligan network. You're in the Hall of Fame. But if you're a new listener and you want to text the show, the number to write down, and probably a good idea for even subscribers now to write this number down, the new text number is 970-478-1301. 478-1301. It's a localized number there. The network we were working with stopped doing the six-digit deal, so it's more of a localized number. 970-478-1301, and you still just got to text KFKA to that number. So if you're already in, you're in. Brand new texters, brand new listeners want to text the program. You text 970-478-1301. Text KFKA to that number. All right, so Mike Malone talked about the challenges a bit of what this season does when they were playing in late September.
Yeah, it's this is the shortest offseason in NBA history. I think pro sports history for that. And I believe our last game against the Lakers was on September 26th, roughly. So I think our greatest challenge, especially for the returning players, will be short off season, emotionally, physically. How do we re-engage guys and get them back focused on the task at hand? And the big difference for me is when we went down to Orlando for the bubble, and we were going down there having already clinched a playoff spot. Well, now we're starting a brand new season. Everybody is 0-0 to start. And we have to understand that. As much as I'm sure some of our veteran players would love to have a few more weeks or a month off, that's not the case. So we have to approach it as a team and as a staff with trying to keep things positive while also trying to integrate seven new personalities and players into our returning mix. So that would be a challenge, but I think it's one that we're excited about. Having that many new bodies, new faces, new people here is refreshing. It's a new energy, which is great to have. And then for me personally, last year was a great season, one of the greatest in franchise history. That's over. You know, can we build on that? That is our challenge now. And I think it's one that we all are ready and excited to face.
I remember last year in training camp before the Nuggets started their 2019-20 season, Coach Malone was a little concerned, about, hey, I feel like this group kind of acts like they've earned something because they made it out of the first round of the playoffs and they made it to a game seven in the second round. Well, now he's saying, hey, we had the best, arguably the best season in franchise history, but that's gone now. We got to move on. Looking at the starting lineup will be interesting. Now, it seems like Coach Malone's sure on a couple of positions, but he's not quite sure just yet what that official depth chart's going to look like.
I would say our starting one and our starting five are pretty well cemented. We've got two pretty good players, Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic, phenomenal talents coming off of an incredible run down in Orlando in those 19 playoff games. After that, I'll be honest, Harrison, I can't sit here today in this secretive location and tell you who our starting two, three, and four will be. That is something that I look forward to kind of looking at and watching. I will say Michael Porter, I think, really showed himself well in those 19 playoff games that he had a chance to play in Orlando. And I think Michael Porter has a chance to be an all-league talent. And I'm excited to see what he can do this year. After, let's think about this for a second. And I forgot to mention Isaiah Hartenstein's name before. But we have so many players on our roster that I don't even think have played 82 games yet. Like Michael Porter has not played 82 games. Obviously, Bowl hasn't. A lot of our guys haven't. But when I think about what Michael did in the Orlando bubble, in the seeding games, then followed by a really spectacular rookie performance in the playoffs, I think the future is extremely bright, and he'll have a good chance to start for us if he continues to do all the right things. But nothing's going to be given to him or anybody else. They're going to have to work for it.
All right, read between the lines. Who did he talk about the majority of that answer? Michael Porter Jr. He's starting. I mean, it's not breaking news. He's going to be starting at that small forward spot. So he says number one and number five, we're good. Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic. Well, Paul Millsap didn't re-sign on this team. If he would have re-signed and you were able to lock Jeremy Grant, then it's a different story. But Millsap, you didn't sign him to have him off the bench. He's going to be starting at least to start the season. So, and I like that mentality because I think that might drive guys. Gary Harris has got to be better offensively. Michael Porter has to be better defensively. Will Barton, he was hurt at the end of last year. He didn't play in the bubble. What you need from Will Barton, I mean, you know what you're going to get. You know, he can be explosive at times. He can turn it over at times. Solid defense, pretty okay at defense. But yeah, you need Porter to be a better defender if Porter is going to beat Barton out, which I think he will. He's got to show better defense mentally and physically. Jermichael Green is right now going to be the backup power forward to Paul Millsap. That could change. I could see that changing. But to start the season, you know, your Christmas night is the first game for the Nuggets. That's going to be an awesome game. Nuggets, Clippers. Oh, and now you got Paul George with the Clippers coming out saying, we just never adjusted. Injuries and everything going on last year really impacted us. And he basically threw Doc Rivers under the bus and basically saying, you know, along those lines of, you know, they were doing things and we never changed anything. Plus, he kind of went with the whole Doc Rivers thing. We weren't together long enough. So I'm looking forward to that one already. Is Gary Harris going to be a starter? He's going to have to fight for it. I mean, I'd be very curious to see the combinations they come out with. So as of right now, what the depth chart should look like, you know, if you were just to base it off of years past, you'd go Jamal Murray, Gary Harris, Michael Porter Jr., Paul Millsap, Nikola Jokic. Monte Morris is your backup one. Is Campazzo going to be a guy off the bench right off the bat? You know, he might be a backup to Gary Harris. And then Will Barton's a backup to Michael Porter Jr., Jermichael Green, and then backup center position, still kind of up in the air, you know, as far as what that looks like. Bol Bol, is he really going to get some time? Isaiah Hartenstein, I mean, is he going to get some time? RJ Hampton, is he going to be a guy that comes in and plays early this year? I think Zeke Nnaji is going to be a decent player someday, but I don't think we'll see much of him. Maybe in the first couple of weeks as you're just trying to ease your superstars back into the mix. But you might have a chance to see some of those guys. But I like that it's open. You know, they do want to see guys compete. And I'm very excited to see that. But I like how Mike Malone is actually saying, yeah, you know, only our superstars have guaranteed spot. I kind of like that. I think a lot of pressure is on Gary Harris. You know, we talk a lot about Michael Porter Jr. and how that's really the move. You know, oh, well, Denver didn't make many moves, and Grant kind of screwed him over. So they're just kind of left in the cold. The number one move for Denver the whole time was basically, can Michael Porter Jr. take the next step? I mean, that's the thing. Tim Connelly talked about in his press conference. He goes, it's the worst-kept secret that we're really counting on Michael Porter Jr. to take the next step. So he's starting. You know, I like Mike Malone saying he doesn't know, but Porter's starting. You want him in as many minutes as he can possibly get early on. Eastside Chris, did you go vote? Did you vote on that? I gotta see it, man. If it's still 0.0%, then I don't believe you. Eastside Chris says, I'll go winning NBA final. What's my parting gift? It's at thewholeshow.com, our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. And somebody did. It could have been you. I don't know, but advance to the NBA finals has moved up a little bit. But advancing to the second round still seems to be the consensus amongst hooligans. 39 minutes after the hour, Colfax, we're going to take a short break. Right now, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Got another opportunity for hooligans to win something. The Hull Show tailgate giveaway. Manweiler Appliance is in Windsor. They're playing Santa this year. They're giving away a Broiler King gas grill valued at nearly $500. All you got to do, it's just like our Red Wing deal. You head down to Manweiler Appliance in downtown Windsor, register to win, and then maybe just look around. You don't even have to do that. No purchase necessary, whatever. But trust me, stop by. You local businesses, that's what we're talking about. That's kind of how I started the show today. Supporting these local businesses. And they make it easy for you to support them. They're going to give away in this crazy time a $500 grill. So do me a favor. They put this all together for you. Stop by and register at Manweiler Appliance for the Broiler King gas grill. Check out their website, manweilerappliances.com. First Advantage text line. We've got the new number now set up, 970-478-1301, 970-478-1301. If you're new to that, you just text KFKA to get in. If you're already in the mix on the old number, that's fine. You can still hang out. You can still be part of this. Well, the Rockies are at it again. You got a Breidich is at it, you know. David Dahl, they've decided to move on from. And Tony Walters, Chichi Gonzalez, a couple of guys I think that fans really liked, you know. You got, Walters was 26, definitely a fan favorite. Breidich talks about the budget constraints and honestly injuries with Dahl. But, I mean, I thought Dahl's this nice project that they were going to continue to work on and see through, but I guess not at this stage. So it's a little frustrating, I suppose, when you see this news today. I can't imagine. And then Breidich makes it a point to call John Gray, who I'm a big John Gray fan, but let's face it, we're getting there, man. We're getting to that point where he's not really proving it. He's not really showing it. But Breidich takes it upon himself to call John Gray and say, hey, dude, all those rumors about us not moving on from you, they're not true. It's like, at this stage, who would you rather have? David Dahl or John Gray? I think if Dahl can stay healthy, then I really think he might be able to shine someday. He's probably going to go somewhere else and be great. But here's what Jeff Breidich said. He was making it pretty clear that the Rockies are tightening their belt because of the pandemic and everything in the shortened season. He also talked about injuries, but he said, quote, there's a number of good outfielders that we currently have on our roster, some of whom we would like to get, obviously, some more playing time. There's financial decisions, and then there's a health part of it, too, which has been a struggle for David at times with us. So he was projected to make $2.6 million in his second year of arbitration. Doesn't seem like that's necessarily breaking the bank. But the Rockies will head into the meat of the offseason. Here's their outfielders at this stage. I wrote these down. We got Charlie Blackman, Ramel Tapia, Sam Hilliard, Garrett Hampson, Jonathan Daza, and Ian Desmond Ian Desmond still is scheduled to make $8 million. It's tough when you see a guy like Dahl, who, again, if he could stay healthy, he might be okay. He might be pretty good. And Ian Desmond is not even close to living up to that money. In fact, he opted out of the 2020 season because of the COVID concerns. So I don't think this is a good move. The move rubs Rockies fans the wrong way, especially when you're talking about money. It's not that much overall. But we'll see. Chichi Gonzalez was in the starting rotation. I mean, I wasn't married to that guy either. Tony Wolters was, I thought Wolters was, you know, kind of a fan favorite, one of those guys you want to work with. He was, he played in over 284 innings last year in 2020, and he ranked ninth in the National League. He only hit .230. So, I mean, offensively, yeah, but man, he was a pretty solid catcher, and he was a good leader. He's great working with pitchers, but, the Rockies are clearing the way, man. They are clearing the way. Probably going to try to create some money, some big time money, so they can put that toward upgrading the bullpen, I suppose. First Advantage text line 31996. I said it again, Colfax. My goodness, it's going to kill me, isn't it? 970-478-1301. Can we do like a buzzer thing? Every time I say it wrong, you got to buzz me or something, because that's going to be a tough one for me. Our First Advantage text line. 478-1301. It's now a local number. All right, 48 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break, wrap up the show on the other side. We'll get to closing thoughts, what we learned on today's show. It's the whole show, powered by PDC Energy.
Catch Inside the Bears Den, presented by Chris Musa Agency Allstate Insurance, Tuesday nights, Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Dan Patrick. You're listening to my pal, Brady Hull. Check out The Hull Show on Northern Colorado's football station, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back. It's The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. I'm hoping to have more breaking news tomorrow on the UNC men's basketball side of things that we can share with you as far as what the next step looks like for them. As you heard yesterday, their game against Arizona has been canceled. That was going to be Saturday. We have exciting news, though, because of all the state championship games that we're going to have. The high school football state championship. It's breaking. It's breaking news. I'm pumped about this, Colfax. It's never happened on KFKA before. Three high school football state championship games. It's going to be awesome, man. I mean, we're going to have, all day. So we're going to sign off a little bit earlier tomorrow and get you out so we can get set for, we're going to do the 2A. We got the 2A, 3A, 4A state title games. Going to be right here on 1310 KFKA. So first one up is, we'll break at 1:30. And then 2 o'clock kickoff for the 2A state championship, Eaton taking on Lamar. And then later on in the day, 5:30 is the pregame, 6 o'clock is the kickoff. The 4A state title game, Loveland and Palmer Ridge. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. And then Saturday afternoon, we're going to have the 3A state title game. And that's a 2 o'clock kickoff, 1:30 pregame. Will be Roosevelt taking on Durango. So there's a lot of years, Colfax, where we don't have a championship game. We're having three title games here on KFK. So it's gonna be fun. We were already figuring out how we were gonna juggle the broadcast schedule, though. If the UNC Bears Arizona game did play, they were supposed to play at 12 o'clock, I think, on Saturday. But well, there you go. We'll have those three football games for you throughout the course of the weekend, starting Friday afternoon. So that's going to be a lot of fun. All right, man. What did we learn today on this one? Listen, I'm not trying to belittle when I talk about the whole COVID thing. I'm not trying to belittle that. And again, there is some truth with Drew Lock. Maybe there was more than we really know. Maybe they weren't supposed to be in there. Maybe there's more. But from what we know, or we pretend to know right now, is they were social distancing in a room and they all tested negative. And I get some listeners are saying, hey, you can still test negative, but you should still be shunned. That's where I guess my where I start to kind of flare up a little bit, because it's like, wait, so now you can't even. I mean, you know, it used to be if you're sick, stay home. Now it's if you know somebody, stay home. And then it was, well, go get a test. Well, okay, but it's negative. No, stay home because it still takes a little while to take. You might get another test. That's where I suppose I'm just getting confused with all of it. So it's all very inconsistent. You can argue with me if you want, but if you think, Dixon, if you think the NFL is not, if you think the NFL is doing this 100% right, then I think you're the only one. I think you're the only one. Because every team has had some kind of inconsistency happen. Even the favored teams. It's just, they're throwing darts, man. They're all throwing darts, and I get it. Nobody knows what to do, but there's some obvious things that I think can be done in relation. The Nuggets depth chart, Mike Malone throwing it out there. He's saying, hey, other than 1-5, it's wide open. We got a lot of new faces here that are going to compete, and that's what we want. The truth, though, you can read between the lines. He talked about Michael Porter Jr. quite a bit. The expectations are extremely high for him. And Jeff Bryadich, I don't think he continues to not win any popularity contests. I mean, everybody's doubting you already, you got to do your best to kind of sign fan favorites or guys that we still think are going to work out. I mean, I think David Dahl is somebody that we still thought was going to be, if he could stay healthy, he was somebody we think is going to be an impact player for Colorado. But clearly, Jeff Bryadich saw things a little bit differently. Colfax, I didn't even really get into it. I did in the first hour a little bit, but we got to talk about the Broncos ownership situation. And maybe until that gets sorted out, Roger Goodell and the rest of the NFL will never take this organization very seriously at all. So we'll see. Beth Bolin sent something out yesterday basically saying, hey, it's time. We'll see what the other side of the camp has to say. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Friday. Good night, Northern Colorado.